First of all, thank you for coming, and let me say a few words about the Davis Arts Center. Their website is davisartscenter.org, and it's arts with an S, arts center, a lot of S sounds there, .org. And there's all kinds of classes here for both kids and adults, art, even things like fiber art, drawing, there's dance, there's a yoga class that meets here, they use this for play productions. And a wonderful poet and writer named Amanda Hawkins does the writing workshop here on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And I strongly, I haven't been in her workshop, but I've heard her read. And she is a powerful writer indeed, so I would recommend that. But okay. And that's it for now. Let me introduce our poets. They're both going to come up and sort of go back and forth when we get started. And we're here in Aggieland, but we have a couple of Hornets. But I want you to make them welcome, because this is not football. If this were football, that would be different. And by football, I mean soccer. Heather Judy is a poet and artist with an MFA in poetry from Mills College. Her BA in English is the one from Sac State, where she won the 2005 Bazzanella Award for first place in poetry. Her poems have appeared in the Thule Review, the California Quarterly, Flatman Crooked's Thin Volume of Contemporary Poetry. God, I want to be in that just for the putting the title on my resume. Yes, sir?
I'm in that also.
And poet laureate emeriti Andy is in that also. Thank you, sir. her chapbook, Inosculation, was a semifinalist for the Cutbank Chapbook Contest in 2018. She's a board member on the Sacramento Poetry Center, which just had their 40th anniversary celebration yesterday, an associate editor for Thule Review, which is one of their publications, and she co-curates for the Sacramento Poetry Center Art Gallery. They keep an art gallery there in the Poetry Center. And Heather's currently working towards a special education teaching credential at CSU Sacramento, the Hornet thing. Comes back to haunt us Aggies again. I'm really not an Aggie. I shouldn't say anything, but my wife is. My wife's an alum, and number two kid went for like a year and a half, like three semesters over there. Bethany Humphreys is a writer, editor, and mixed media visual artist. Her work has shown here in this building before, and she knew how to find the place. Her chapbook, oh boy, Dendrochronology. And there's a special hell for people who'd name their book that. No, that's marvelous, seriously. And that was published by Finishing Line. Her poetry, short fiction, and art have appeared in Artemis, Non-Binary Review, The Found Poetry Review, American River Review, and Sacramento Voices. She serves also as a board member on the Sacramento Poetry Center and is also the co-curator of their art gallery there. She was editor-in-chief of the 2015 American River Review and is currently editor for the Thule Review. Bethany also attended Squaw Valley Community of Writers Poetry Workshop. I'd love to do that someday. And has a bachelor's in Spanish from Sac State. Please welcome our poets. Please. Plus. Bethany and Heather.
Burl, our mouths agape, these open six sweet wounds, still widening rings within. The tree that grows slowly, the close dry feeling of being wood, begins on windswept ridge and cliff, gray dune below. With squelched boot print and hungry now, the mouth gapes, an open six sweet wound that speaks. As pointed stick and tree bark sound, I face the sea in sandy soil, rough blown alone, closed but dry. Feeling of being, would you stay amid the long lone damp, rain blood of new growth? Here, trees compete for sun glow. Their mouths agape, burl swirled sick, as wounded knees, gnarled skin knits injured flesh round sap-stuck pustules. Climb this thin winter bough grown low and close to dry. Feel the being of wood, green-breasted, wind-chest, arms wide. Taste the ground, mouth agape. Sickle the sweetness of open wound and rooted deep. Stay with me on cliff, unknow slow. Be as close and wild as being could. Slate Creek. We crawl upstream against the current, how we lazed before. Water cool beneath our bones, skin numb above white speckled stones. Saw each one so easily at first. Edges once mossy soft and green, allowing us to glide downstream. Now we grasp sharp rocks with fingertips. Each toe now curls to clutch, digs into the cracks of worn stone stair waterfalls, neon algaed steps slime slick with lack. Our biceps burn, knees scrape and scar, elbows raw. Loss of lever comes midstream, unfurls in dirty spurts. A body turns to face blue sky, treetops hunter green. Thin cloud wisp like fingertip, caress my cheek. Cold Slate Creek. I close my eyes and sink, the only sound a hollow pulse, the beat of old tin cans. The vase cast a shadow, large enough to hold us both. Lily's musk lingers, long-stemmed, white, fingered felted folds crane into daylight, delivered in cut glass. I love each squab we'll never hear. Nothing is just one thing, small enough to hold. Feather Falls. Sun drips between two mountains. I call to crimson lake beneath, gashed pleasure in earth flesh, near the end of Feather Falls. Below the scissor slit, lake ripples and pools, blood streaks from crotch of fire. Our mother's sun drips there while each mountain calls to each. Seekers scale glacier blue walls. Ice axe alone in winter's weather. Earth flesh near its end, a feather falls, sky on water. I cast a glance for quail, fat and speckled on the road in, under cover. As sun drips between us, the mountain calls my body, fawn at dusk, fleeing its role of silent watcher, of mate, of other. Our flesh may be near its end. Feathers fall like rain in dreams tonight. Sky cloud full, red and blued together. The sun has dipped behind the mountain. I call my flesh from earth. End this feathers fall. Yolanda Rojo. And what does one do when one gets a divorce? I wake hungover to find I texted him at 1 a.m. If he doesn't want the cat, it's okay, though I really want him to have the cat, but not if it pains him. I will find a more reasonable home that allows things like cats, ovens, peace, and bathtubs. Last night I dreamed I thrust a metal detector across the beach, searching for my lost wedding ring. He'd had it made. Silver swirls around blue stone, like the ocean, he'd said, the place we always go. Davenport, Pescadero, Half Moon Bay, I will stop. A roadside stand, artichoke bread and jam I can't eat. It occurs to me to bring him some, but in the next instant I know he would not want it. Sand in my shoes as I walk through Berkeley, rubbing my toes raw. I love the sand for staying long enough to do so. I go to the place we used to go. Sunday afternoons, same old streets and turns, I remember without trying. Walking the dog Saturday mornings, laundry at the place next to the pub, Guinness and Scrabble. Empanadas. A man brings me my wet burrito, which I point out is not wet. I remember a time happened to us, how we ate anyway. I attempt to explain. Search my brain for Spanish word, wet. Yolanda Rojo dies on my lips. I picture giant red tears streaming down both our faces. The end. to finger touch in waves and ripples, markings born in skin, white bruises touch, moons half rise, purple with lack of the absent the, anticipation of maybe. To member again, skin as skin, it's tipping toward the end.
My kind, you do not make horses bolt, skin puff, turn ring-eyed and scarlet. You let honey drip, felted leaves unfold. We go together like fingers and forks, tongues and bubblegum. We've left behind apricot seasons, the star thistle of the new, in favor of simple cotton worn soft, pushed and paled at the folds. Not much natural is color fast, but we find if we forgive them, even weeds wending through sidewalk cracks can bloom. Kintsugi. Kintsugi is the ancient Japanese practice of repairing broken pottery with gold. Of course you aren't a backyard pond with koi caressing cement walls or lawn that never fingers far. You're tangled, sprawling mint, refusing to leave the warm and ready bed. Of course you aren't a parlor palm. You welt and buckle sidewalks, wind through silt and stone, break the clay pot. You are thaw and mend and raw and flesh and scalpeled wings that fly. Of course you aren't the loss of light, but Renoir's black. You'd punch a hole in canvas if someone told you don't. You are no violet beta in a tiny blinded bowl. No whim, no knot, of course you're not. A cephalopod, no bones to hinder, venom to the touch. Your scar and raw and clamshell clasp the tongue, snap the sternum, let it fly. You are not your body, of course you're not. Tree acoustics. Linger over limbs. Every leaf, a comma, deserves pause. Topography of age-thickened bark, crossed over in long-legged X's, buckling at their middles. Flip, limbs flip, wind flip. Branches cut, scars like coins oozed over by crystallized honey. A tree is meant to be symmetrical if nothing gets in its way. Would I be symmetrical if I didn't get in my own way? Flip, I slip. Every moment a crowd for introverted trees. How best to listen? Which sounds most worrisome? Trees take in water through xylem, bundles of drinking straws that rely on attractive forces between water molecules to lift liquid to the highest leaves. It is not anthropomorphism to say trees cry for help. Increased pressure of sucking the last drop from the glass bottom can cause xylem to break. Cavitations sound a distinct acoustic pattern within human hearing. Too many can be deadly to drought-stricken trees. So many sounds unrelated to drought, so many interruptions. Sometimes I interrupt myself. Flip, wind, flip. Listen, roots, water knitted, roots, water dry. Roots awaiting leaves, leaves a crown, leaves crown of commas.
This kind of continues. You don't have to clap between. Fever Train, inspired by letters between Vita Sackville-West and Virginia Woolf. My dear Virginia, 2 days snowbound steps in an overloaded train. I've smashed the window with a corkscrew, a blast of freshness where at home white whip white wet drip down front steps beneath overheated, rain-lashed panes. We lay hot-skinned firelight as evening came gold to rust. Here sun retreats, a beaming pale blue sky squints at one through trees. Clouds slashed, panes rattle along in lamplight. This evening comes fast slow. I see nothing night beyond but you. Meals happen at usual hours, on three, lunch, dinner, eight, my devouring. You came slow then fast, we saw nothing beyond cavalier and gin. The girl fits well, I tell you, hitch up thoughtful skirts, husband swells curtains, each enclosed space, throw over your man. Cavalier on gin, I'm the girl, you tell me, and every letter finds you so. Throw over your man, and I will tell you all the things I have in my head. Millions, myriads. Every second finds you there. No, my dear, our days stay forever bound. Dandelion, weed, and flower. You make me want to learn the names of things by heart. Sing them softly to myself like psalms. Raw with wishing, dandelions bloom spring, every shade of green. The tern who sings on the dusky beach the pulley's song, I'm made to want them all. Names of things skim, skip, sink like stones, water rings, black silted ocean lines and settled palms. Raw with wishing, dandelions bloom spring to wake fresh a face. Sunny blossomings, tilted heads, eyes half shut, lucky calls make me want to learn the names of things that hurt. Young dolphin carcass, rotting on the beach, gapes eyeless, tooth and bone, raw white dandelion blooms. In spring, seed to wind, young grass, flower flushing open, sunshine hole sings golden. At dawn, I want you teaching me to name each thing raw and swift. We delighted blooms in spring. 1,200 beats per minute. No other bird, other stream, other meadow. Only hummingbird and blackbird, stream we drink from. I unlanded, landing, sunglow meadow, stream, water to your thirst. You thirst, dusty dusk, dark dawn dew. Blackbird, blackbird, sing bird, land my palm.
Lepidoptera. Luna girl, you so sweet with no mouth parts to make you fat and loud. Oh, sweet cedar and lavender myths, these oils do not repel you. Do you fly among tiger friends whose clicks thwart bats' echo location? By moon you fly true, but there are so many moons. It's not until you plummet and shift, spiral and smash against its heat, that you know the true from its foil. Frogskin leaves. I want to show you these tiny leaves that look like lily pads, like the skin of the frog that would sit on them. Delicate veins lit from behind like stained glass capillaries arching up the stem. It's cool here in the shade of the building, cement walls water-stained from morning sprinklers. I want to render for you these leaves, but no pencil and paper, no camera to show you with precision the frog skinness, how I want to touch them to know if leathery or slick. Nothing to explain my sitting on the sidewalk, thinking of you, frogs, and the lily pads at Giverny that we didn't see. Just their curved wall-length replicas at L'Orangerie that made me wonder at what point in his descent into blindness did Monet paint these. Whether his wife helped him stage the awkward canvas banners outside, whether they ever hurried to dismantle and bring them inside like laundry on the line when sky promised rain. I promised you a canvas big enough to cover the garage floor. It doesn't rain in the garage. I want to show you these leaves. Threading the needle. All these dangling feelings, this fringe, this fray, near impossible to thread through the tiny steel notch. I anchor my legs, settle into the notch of your arms as we're pushed to the fringe, the outer edge. You tuck in my threads. The strength of even the thinnest thread is a marvel. Like braids of sinew and notch of scapula, tibia, fibula. And if this fringe of thread is wetted, fringe stroked, it can be calmed, notched.
Point Reyes Lifeboat House. This now, her humming beside me as we lay in this dune. Find yourself in the present, she says. But each beach scene the setting of somewhere else. Estuary, us, separate salts. Soft seagull prints I'll never reach. Just this winded grit, crunchy mouth. Her humming beside me, a large black ant and a sand flea beckon me back. What will become fuchsia welts begin as tiny red bites smote on this beach. As we walk among dunes, I find myself muscle-seeking. Jagged lavender fragments ridged white, unhinged other. Silent screech, pelican corpse, cartilage beak amid kelp. A present, I think. We each practice reverence in our way. She collects treasure in sandwich baggies, shells and stones, spoon breadcrumbs, memories of past beach scenes, settings of whatever else. Faith and doubt, a brushed barrow's stealth, flicks its tail edging this sea, searching for something that must dwell here, homed in sand, reminding me I am free to be this now. Emily in white. You in yellow rain boots, space needle behind you, sunlight streaks your black hair. Me in black boots, laced loose, hemming against order. You calling me sunshine, must fly away north. Photos of lesbian art, small crimes against him. Passenger side, traffic, a square of you in yellow, rain boots, my need to find you. My sunlit fingers stream through your hair. Iceberg oceans, stillness, a deep blue lair. Cephalopods chanting Inuit prayers. How many words for want, for heat, for friend? You and I, golden in rain, need of boots behind us, white heat streaking through air. Red Eye Love Poem. I think of you alone above the cloud sheet, farm and floodplain black below, a shroud beneath your body. In dream, I magic you a carpet, blanketing your fall. Though I wake tight-fisted, gulp in my throat, scared this dream will disappear, your words. Drop to your knees, I will drop there beside you, expose the livid parts to air. Your face reflected in cabin light, shade in evening beyond. You feel each carven river beneath you, streaming over rapid white. Your face away from the light, sleeping window framed. Poem me quick, my dear, rip this livid paper heart to shreds. Here, lay them silent on the pillow, touch the blaze. Float them down the Colorado, watch them drown. Listen for the pulse to slow. No, my dear, you've never been less alone.
Anatomy of wings. Birds' wings have bones, same as mine. Scapula adjoins humerus. Humerus joins radius and ulna. Carpal, metacarpals, phalanges. We fit the same. So my bones are dense. My heart beats not as fast as theirs, until I met you. Like slats on plane's wings held flush when soaring, thrust up like hitchhiker's thumbs to brace for landing, a lula, winglet, the only wing bone I was born without. No feathers left to thumb my way until I met you. My winglet, a lula girl. Let's rip a hole through sagging canvas sky, elope the standard frame. You, the only wishbone I lacked to fly. The numbers. I don't know how many earrings we've lost down the drain, sparkling on sidewalks, Just the one crow you cried for in a Milan hotel room. How many trees, birds, flowers we've combed books and interwebs to name. Trees with seeds like grapes and yellow powder. Wildflowers, pale yellow or white or pinkish. Black veins wisped on petals. Pacific bird that sings at dawn. How many times we regret forgetting granola bars and bottled water to hand to the meridian man. How many cakes I will underbake for fear of burning. I don't know how many lists I've made, crossed off, made longer, to help me remember or make sense of disconnect. Whenever we choose the moment we die, what number you are on that list. I wonder how many insects sound our biosphere's demise, how many spiders and beetles I will carry in cups outside for you, how many shores we will ride on, whether we'll witness our coast crumble inward. While at your uncle's funeral, when the family is called to assemble for a family photo, your mother grabs your arm and says, "Your sister-in-law think you and your girlfriend are a couple." Do you A, blink like the proverbial deer in headlights? B, be the headlights blazing at the deer? C, be the driver that runs her over? Or D, say the no that might be a lie or just a no to the situation? While at your uncle's funeral, while waiting for the family to gather for the photo, your mother drags you over to your sister-in-law to correct her. You A, share the mutual, "You know my mom, what the hell am I supposed to say here look with your sister-in-law?" B, wait for your mother to repeat what it is she wants you to say. C, alternate between raising both eyebrows at your mother and one eyebrow at your sister-in-law. D, continue in awkward silence until she nudges you and then say, "My mother wants me to tell you we're not together." While at your uncle's funeral, still waiting for the five non-family members with seven cell phones to take the stupid picture, you A, try not to breathe too hard on the people crowded in around you. B, smile, stop smiling, then smile again. C, wonder whether you're supposed to smile at your uncle's funeral, even for a family photo. D, consider whether it matters. You probably weren't smiling anyway.
After your uncle's funeral, we walk a beach strewn with purple lungs, muscles hinged, sternums seized wide. A thousand small gasps mound around us. Moonstones glint, vessels in gravel. You stoop to look for stone, clasp my arm and rise, press. Our mouths unhinge, sternums seize wide, two small gasps. Butterflied in sunburn haze, we mount the dunes in search of stone. You stop, force my chin to lift, press against closed mouth. 100 lungs swell, brief pause for silence, a moment for the dead among dunes. In search of stones, you stop because you cannot say, "Yes, she is with me." Strung young in your mother's eyes again, you fill the space with silence, a moment for the dead. Among black balloons, sunlit hills, I face your mother's eyes again and fill the space. Walk moonstone beach with strangled lungs, muscles bound to moon and stone. Yes, to glinted vessel. Morro Bay. I dreamt amethyst-pooled oyster shells, woke the iridescent, aching, empty mouth. Lusters lost in pearls like eyes shone in dream as daylight sees you sleeping next to me. I am short awake, small pink empty ache. We drove the coast in sunshine's lure. Your mother's questions left our knowing as you slept next to me. We are sure. I found a gull dead on the beach, clutching beakless nothing. You saved two sand dollars without question, safe within your knowing hands. Our life's fuzzy undersides. Later, our tender muscles, tongue side, tingle open, breathless hinging. We spend the sandy hours, toe the beach, sift water, shell, stone for dream, plated purple oyster shells, tender muscles, tongue slides, tingles open, lustrous mouths, lusty pearls our eyes. Inosculation. Long, thin, your fingers trace my veins, skin cool, calming. Lashes flutter skim my neck's nape. Thoughts of you on the train through trees, snow, slivered almonds. Rain tongues the window, your forehead against safety glass, rain leaving beaded droplets. Wind plaints in the window now. I press my body to yours and shiver, asking arms to lift, tighten round my shoulders. Knees crook together, two frames long, thin. I finger soft white flesh between breath and limb, shift and thigh, your heart flings itself against my spine. Two trees flash in the train sky square, twining together from a single base, same root system. Light flashes, the wind whistles, sings our fingers longing.
Man up. Two women together. One must be the man. She drinks IPAs, likes red meat, her steaks rare. I open jars, drill holes, hope for power tool gifts. She needs a punching bag, throws knives in the backyard. I relocate insects, pull weeds, mow lawns, weed whack. She wears boots with her dresses. I wear dresses with boots. She wears makeup when she feels like it. I've probably forgotten how. I check out night noises, answer the unexpected door. She tells the guy at the bar, fuck off. She cooks, I bake. We take turns not doing dishes. I do laundry, she takes out the trash. She paints, wields a blowtorch. I paint, wield a blowtorch. Her head on my shoulder, my hand under hers. She, philosophy, me, science. Our hair long, we, poetry. Made of, this is after Mary Zeppa. Her hands in her lemon zest, poodle's fur, girl's hair. In cinnamon apple cake, not too early book and pen. Made of broken jars, ill-fitting lids, mislabeled boxes. Made of sassy pants. Don't watch me walk. I was about to do that until you told me to. Made of can't keep me away from water, beach stone-filled pockets. Look at this cool stick. Made of flash-in-the-eye crow, hummingbird that never lands. Why can't I just read in bed all day? Made of yellow bird, tree hush, time measured by with and without you. I think I dreamed we were birds. Yardstick rulers strapped across our shoulders, feathers dyed jewel-toned, taped in streamer fashion along measurements that no longer matter.
When you say still, when you say still, I beat my wings against high ceilings. When you say open, my chest inhales a shattered shower door. Say fence, and I will build four walls to save my unrest. If you should ask for water, I'd bring the sea for getting salt. If you should need some air, I'd blow tornado wind, uprooting trees and all the green then gone. Your breath would tear through gasping lungs. But if you say nothing, no more than hush, I'd hold so still to calm the shattered chest. And if you press your ring so thin and cold against my open palm, you'd find a river at your back door steps, lined with trees, flush with leaves, wild and unkept. Puedo bailar. They danced in the street, bare breastbones, crouching, aprons nestled low. She held her lover, wing lifted, right arm round lover's waist, palm resting in her smallness. They danced in blood, a banner hung behind them, Puerto Bailar. Black high tops sung against dove stone, sandals treading hymns. Young heads bowed, eyes closed, brows together, no sin between them. Nectar drips and shifts, bodies glint. They dance in sheets, bare breasts, bones clinging, opened, nestled low, lovers folding into wings. Veritas. It takes a long time to get your teeth around, to speak of it, as the satisfaction of tearing off a fingernail, and the result of. Is blood more real than this, these jagged hangings on? Was the moment worth all this tender evidence of mouth and hand?
She's good.
Taylor Judy. Good.
Thank you. Coloring eggs. When coloring eggs for Easter, when a young ballerina wants to dance in the kitchen, I hold them soft so as not to break them. Shell pink, powder purple, whipped egg yellow, toe and toe and toe. That's how Miss Jeannie does it, she says. She only needs one of my fingers to twirl and twirl and twirl. With white crayon, we draw pictures, revealed by vinegar, color, and time, silly and sloppy. We don't stop until everything is rainbow, rainbow, rainbow. Trauma cycle posed as intertidal life. The tide that rode too high on shore during storm left debris, kelp and bodies built to survive, intertidal thrash. Exoskeletons that might make it through the first pounding on rocks until the soft, boneless body within it tows its way outside its shell to cling to the very rocks that try to break it. Zebrafish. I used to be a fish. Hold my breath and swim, pull in to end and almost back underwater. My grandfather used to skin dive for abalone, bring home so many my grandmother despaired, ground them into hamburger, pearled half moons littering her garden. I used to wonder why rain isn't saltier by the sea, why it's blue in songs but never at Avila Beach, where waves glitter yellow under matte gray sky. What kind of fish am I? Freshwater? Maybe a zebrafish. Zebrafish can regenerate heart tissue while in the larval state, just as crickets can regrow a leg amputated in the third instar nymph. I'm long past larval, but it's a dumb metaphor anyway. It's not the heart that needs to heal. The art of sitting still. Not many are concerned with the life cycle of water lilies. What happens to moldering apples, hunter's grouse, saffron sunflower petals curling into themselves, these ephemeral models? The Free Encyclopedia tells us of Monet's obsession, a story of light he limned more than 200 times his last 30 years while slowly going blind. Not many want to hear of giant water platters, spatter docks, roots anchored in murky soil. Water lily blooms unfold, pray for beetles 3 days, sink back into mire. My greatest temptation is to leave you here and now. Still life with television. I remember watching more the rectangular space beneath their bedroom door. Fingers of light reaching, raised voices embroidering air. As the needle missed its mark, threads tangled, and my brother and I worried in beaded silence. We made them offerings, tiny fists of wild radish blooms, pale yellow with the traces black veined webbing. She swallowed, tried to settle them, organic and uneven, bowing under the weight of their own heads in a throat of cut glass. This is a test. You have columns, three columns, and you get to choose your own adventure. So you can go from column A, one from column B, and then down the list. So I'm just going to read it as if it were one. So the options are he told me, he always told me, or he never told me. Very little, everything, anything, something or nothing. About salmon fishing on the Feather River. According to scripture. Across the room, the television. After dinner, women do the dishes. Along the road, the talk of marriage. Amid petri dishes and sterile medium. Among almond orchards. At my brother's basketball games. Behind a tree, the belt. Below, a lake of fire. Beneath the headlight cover, a dead bulb. Beside the TV guide, his Bible. Between arguments at the dinner table. Beyond the foot drop, the double vision. But there was one lucid breakfast. By the road, crops identified. Concerning the oil level, a flat tire. Down near Clark's Fork, trout fishing. In the last conversation, our only secret, her name. Inside the hospice house, in spite of constricted throats. Instead, breathing tubes, into and out of his nose, like a bit of blood leaking out. Off radiation, off chemo. On television, the earth. Onto a tour of the hospice house, out of that room with the pink drapes. Over the rug, I pulled the oxygen tank, past closed doors. Through this, a coming together. Through it all, her tiny body forming, to contrast the dying, life hurtling on. Toward her, this next generation, upon his resignation, with much regret, my child flutters within. Studying to be a naturalist. I only arrived a few minutes late, just in time to stroke a king snake's underbelly. Next, heavy leather glove balanced a peregrine falcon, missing half a wing, shot probably by duck hunters aiming for the same prey. Slides on nature journaling, and outside we swept to find a leaf and draw it. Practice, I notice, I wonder, it reminds me of. We sat at picnic tables, seeds raining down. I blew them across the page as I drew a valley oak leaf. I notice how dry it is, but still moist enough to bend, not crumble. I wonder what caused its asymmetrical formation, one lobe missing on the left side. It reminds me how we all grow imbalances somewhere. And then we walked, saw a deer more concerned with foraging than us. Wild turkeys taking turns, flying into an oak to roost for the night and brag about it. Pipe vine past bloom, ready to host butterfly larvae. Mugwort smelling like sweet clothes long packed in an attic trunk. Our concerns about taxonomy, what we should know to become a naturalist. And the lesson begins. It's not the knowing. Don't just name a thing, because that's when wonder stops. Self-portrait as female cricket. There's nothing wrong with my timpana. I hear your song. Da capo, da capo, da capo, da capo. Just because I don't scrape and file, drag needle across vinyl doesn't mean I don't sing. My flight muscles may wear thin, but don't hinder me flying. Domesticated camel. Teach my kidneys a camel's efficiency, urine thick as syrup. Intestinal economy. Feces dry enough for kindling. If I lean hard, can I flatten red blood cells oval, like camels, to ease water's lack? If I study camels long enough, will I learn how not to need? Release me, desert wild. Make horses bolt. Smell far water. Take me to drink. This is all inspired by news headlines on March 5th this year, March 5th, 2019. In Banner News today, I woke up and found I couldn't go back to sleep. I can't go back to sleep even though it's so dark the birds aren't talking yet. The birds aren't talking yet, but not because there's nothing to say. There's always something to say. Always a Mueller pointing at a Manafort. In Banner News today, Steyer targets key Republicans on impeachment. The birds have a lot to say about impeachment lately. Sacramento is awake too. 84 protesters were arrested for failure to disperse last night after the DA announced no criminal charges will be filed against the two police officers who shot and killed Stephen Clark. The mayor has questions for the birds. Did the offenders try to leave but couldn't due to police barricades? You curled next to me, warm nestled Jay. I can't sleep because early symptoms of Parkinson's disease include acting out dreams, illegible handwriting, and fatigue. I can't sleep because a woman won $17 million against Walmart for injuries sustained when she was caught shoplifting with her granddaughter in her cart and they tried to stop her running. I can't sleep because the birds won't shut up about sex trafficking and billboard warnings and a second annual anti-trafficking and violence prevention youth summit in Stockton, and it's still not enough to keep it from happening. I can't sleep and I don't even read the news, just the headlines, and that's enough for me to never let our children leave the house, but they need to learn how to navigate this. And please God, don't let it be trial by house fire because I'm just a bird and they're just birds and we're all birds in the same dying oak, but at least the furniture is on sale. Magicicada. I spent more than 17 years underground. I understand your cycle. I too fed on tree roots in stars 1 through 5. Were I to emerge one spring evening when soil temp is just so, I would hide in synchronicity. Emerge with other nymph, tremendous in number, designed to overwhelm, survival by predator satiation. Climb a nearby tree, molt one last time. Eclose red-eyed and pale, darken within the hour. Wait for exoskeleton to harden, wings orange-veined, translucent. Look for you in the chorus tree, where they call Pharaoh. Carve our V's in trees and disappear for another 17. Salted Window, historic lifeboat house station, Point Reyes. I believe in fences, white picket fence protecting this beach stretch, elephant seals from us, me from myself. I believe in rust, bolts holding together this picnic table, iron oxide, Fe and O, and some number code for star freckled, blood stained, leaching into composite plastic because real wood never wins against salt air. I believe in salted windows, a lifeboat house, sodium chloride, NaCl, and dirt, brown spider climbing daintily to web center. Why don't spiders stick to their own webs like we do? I believe in cormorants, S-necks coiling the dock, floating current, diving under longer, coming up further away than I would expect. I expect sometimes they fly just for the lift of it.
Bethany and Heather, come on, one more. One more. One more. Here you go. We're going to take a short break, and there's an opportunity to... Do you both have books? Just Bethany has books. Bethany has a book to sell. Please go over and buy copies, and I'm going to do that too.